Chile and the Champ with Goo Hefner.
What up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Chile and the Champ. Thank y'all for checking in with us, man. Podcast number 31.
Already.
Man, it's been a crazy, hectic weekend to begin with, man. You know, first of all, we want to start out by saying rest in peace to all the people that were shot and lost their lives this Saturday. Nonsense, man. You know,
that's crazy, man.
It's crazy. And today, you know, we found the news of was a young greatness, you know, being shot in New Orleans at a Waffle House. So, man, let's just stop the violence,
people. Crazy weekend. People in Kentucky at Kroger got killed. Consider that a hate crime as well. The bomber got caught. He, all kind of stuff coming out about him. Boy, we live in a crazy society, man. I just want to encourage everybody out there, man. If you disagree with somebody, man, that don't mean you got to turn to violence, man. You know what I'm saying? Use your words, man. You know what I'm saying? Use your words. Find a way to use your words. You know what I'm saying? And if you can't articulate what you're trying to say, then find somebody who can and support them. So some of these people, you know, this is so divisive, man. We hate it. And one thing they're doing is, you know, they're all saying that, everybody's saying that, oh, these people was Trump supporters and that has something to do with it. Trump is wiring people up, encouraging people to do this. I'm not saying he is or he isn't, but there is people on both sides that for sure are encouraging all types of just stuff that is not what, it's just taking us, we're regressing, we're not progressing, you know, and even though the progress has been extremely slow, you know, before this, now it's like it's no progress at all regression. And I just want to encourage people out there, man, you know, if you disagree with somebody, man, find a way to use your words, you know, or hear them out. See what they got going on. Hear them out. See what, you know what I'm saying? Because I disagree with lots of people. But you know what? Let me hear you out. You know what I'm saying? If I don't agree with you, that's cool. Maybe you might could convince me otherwise, or maybe I can understand where you're coming from. Maybe you can understand where I'm coming from. But, you know, just man, that pistol play is no joke, man. Definitely, you shouldn't be just killing random people that have nothing to do with anything. They just, you know, you just going into a church and just kill a synagogue and killing people randomly? What did they do to you? Like, this is crazy.
And what's messed up is that it was a Holocaust survivor.
Right.
Is that true?
There was a few of them. Yeah, there was like three of them.
98 years old.
They say it was three Holocaust survivors who were there. Yeah, they were at least three of them, they say, were born, and survived the Holocaust just to go through this BS. Like, man, it's crazy.
It's kind of like one of those, you know, sorry.
Oh, that's the people's champion.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Hello.
Yeah. You know, it's like what they say, you know, it's like you got the military people going to war and then coming home. They survived the war, but they end up getting killed here. You know what I'm saying? Nonsense and stuff like that. It's like, man, the only thing I can encourage people to do, man, you don't have to like people's opinions or their political views, but at least respect them. Agree to disagree. Right. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, I'm the type of guy that I might not agree with a lot of people's views or anything. They might not agree with my views and my stuff, and that's cool. We can agree to disagree. We'll drink a beer and then make a joke about, talk about football or something else, and we'll find a common ground. And, you know, I don't care who's right or who's wrong, like saying, oh, it was because Trump says this. I don't care about that, man. What we need right now is just people to be like, hey, everybody calm down. Let's not just blame each other. Don't point the finger at each other. You know, start thinking about our kids, the future. You know what I'm saying? Because they're the ones that are learning all this stuff. If they see us acting like assholes, they're going to be like, well, my dad did it, so it's okay, you know? So, hey, man, that's all we can do, man. And it's just, I know we started off kind of strong on the podcast.
Yeah, man.
But Wawa hates firefighters.
That's nothing, you know. Hey, man, shout out to the mayor, Sylvester Turner. Hey, man, I want to encourage everybody to vote. I posted something on my Instagram earlier encouraging people to vote. A lot of people took it the wrong way.
Let me just give you a little background. I really don't know, but it's Prop A and Prop B. Paul wasn't against either one of them. He was just saying go vote. If you read underneath it and read the caption, it says to go vote. Grab somebody. Yeah. You know, I challenge people to go out and vote.
Right. I didn't say anything about Prop A or Prop B.
Vote no, vote yes. He just said to go and vote, but people are
the picture
like,
was a Sylvester Turner picture where he posted saying vote yes to this and no to this.
So maybe we need to vote a prop beat in and post that, then people will be like, okay, cool.
I think what it is, because I posted about Proposition B before.
What is it exactly?
So what Proposition B is here in the city of Houston is the firefighters here in Houston want equal pay. Like, you know, to match the pay that the HPD is getting paid, but...
Is it true the firefighters only make like $28,000, $30,000?
Man, they don't make that much money. Firefighters don't make that money.
Really?
No, they don't. And this has been going on for years. It's not just now that with Sylvester Turner.
Well, I've seen that. I've seen a few of my firefighter friends on Facebook that was talking about their pay. Right. But I never knew how much they got paid. I'm not even gonna lie. I didn't know they didn't get paid.
Yeah, well, when we say firefighters, we're not just talking about firefighters. We're talking about first responders. I'm talking about EMS. You know what I'm saying?
You got to have another job, right?
No, yeah, they do. And you know what's crazy? One time I was at Hooters, and then one of the security guards there, was a fire chief, like a fire chief or something like that.
Oh, he's working security?
That was his extra job. Because, see, that's one thing about people don't understand proper. It's a lot of details that can go into it, this and that, but not to get too into it. Proposition B, firefighters want equal pay, the same as you pay HPD officers. Now, HPD officers can get paid this much money, and they can still go get an extra job. Yeah. Like, that's why you see, like, police officers at clubs and stuff like that.
But they ain't. They get paid. Good money, yeah.
Firefighters cannot do that.
Right.
I mean, unless... they have to go through the proper training to get certified to carry a firearm and all
the
stuff.
It doesn't send the same message, though. Like, if you got a police officer working security at the door, you're going to be kind of, you know, tighten up your attitude a little bit because you might know, oh, this motherfucker could take me to jail if I act a fool.
But
firefighter, it's not necessarily the same.
But if he's wearing a security officer, you know, but see, they having to find, and it's kind of like 50-50. The way I see it, and this is just me, the Chile, personal opinion, not Paul, not Goo, or not Chile and the Champ podcast. My personal opinion is when there's a fire, you don't care if it's a police officer or not. They risk their lives to get to you first.
Big salute to them.
You know what I'm saying? So they put their lives at risk. So hell yeah, I want them to be happy. Right. I want them to be taken care of. You know?
Me as well. I want them to be paid well.
Same as teachers, I want them to have benefits. You know?
Right. And what sucks to me is it always seems to be like we take from one to pay the other. Whereas our teachers are underpaid, our firefighters are underpaid, our police officers are underpaid, our public defenders are underpaid. There's a lot of people that are underpaid in our society, for sure. And I want them all to be paid. I want there to be equal pay amongst races and gender and all that other stuff. For sure, I'm for all of that. So, you know, don't take it that I'm against firefighters. Or I don't want firefighters to get paid. People are mad at me because I'm trying to get people to vote. it's all good. Go vote.
Hey, but that's a agreeing to disagree, people.
Agree to disagree.
And you brought and see, and this is not me saving your ass or anything. Paul, you brought up a good subject though, because you posted about it and people are like, hey man. So now the person that wasn't aware of it is aware of it because of your post. So, you know, you're always gonna have people mad and disagree and everything. That's fine and all. But at the end of the day, it just goes down to, hey, everybody do your research. And go vote. Don't go by why we post or why we go on. Because I tell you, man, I go at it with my homeboys from high school left and right on the text message. One of my homeboys, big Trump supporter and all this stuff. And we go at it. And he's like, oh, you don't know nothing about politics. You're dumb when it comes to politics. And I was like, okay, teach me then. And then he's like, well, you're getting your news from the media that's biased and all this shit. I was like, so where do we go and get the news that is nothing but facts? For them, they go wherever they support Trump and get their news from there. Right. You know what I'm saying?
That's what we do. We look for what we want to hear.
Yeah.
So if I want to hear something, you know, Democratic that's against Trump, we're going to listen to CNN. Yeah. If I want to hear something that's more Republican against Democrats, then against Obama and everything, we're going to listen to Fox News.
Yeah.
So that's what, you know, we go to what we want to hear. And it could be the same exact story, but two completely different perspectives on how they report it on these multiple different, you know what I'm saying, news outlets. So it's like, it's very tough to find what is the truth. And also, you know, the truth is funny sometimes because from our own perspective, you know, it reminds me of an NFL instant replay. Uh-huh. You look at an NFL, a controversial call where someone could have been out of bounds or the ball would have been fumbling or could have been a touchdown. All of these, like a controversial call, you look at it from one angle and you're sure it's a touchdown. It's a touchdown.
Oh, yeah.
Then you look at it from five or six different perspectives, different angles, different camera views. You can see, oh, his knee was clearly down before he crossed the goal line. So, you know, and it's the same way with life. Like, man, there's so many different ways, so many different perspectives of how we look at things that go on or just whatever, how we view, you know, something controversial like Trump or like immigration or just anything controversial. You know, you look at the different perspectives. And if you look, you know, if I hear you out, you might have a great perspective and I might agree with you. But if you hear me out, I might have a great perspective. You might agree with me. It's all different perspectives.
And you know what? Perfect example is, I'm going to tell you right now, now that you brought into the NFL, DeAndre Hopkins catch the Thursday Night Football. You saw that amazing catch.
Amazing catch.
And they didn't even allow it, you know?
I didn't understand, like, the fumble, right?
Oh, yeah, that was another controversial.
Okay, the backwards fumble. But then I'm watching the game yesterday. I forgot who the hell it was.
The forward fumble and all that.
Somebody
shit.
Did the exact same thing happened, but they count. And I was like, wait a minute, man. I don't get it. Even the announcers were like, I don't know if this is a fumble or not. Let's see what they say. We have no idea what they're going to say.
You never know nowadays, man. You know, but you know, Texans, man, they're doing good. Five in a row. We've won.
I'm shocked.
Hey, I don't care. Damn. I don't care. We're winning. It's good for the city, good for the team. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Now that the Astros, obviously we couldn't, but we were hurt. The Astros were hurt, so they couldn't make it. We did as good as
we
could.
There ain't no excuse, man. All teams get hurt, man. You know, I just think it's a run, man. A lot of baseball and making it on the run, that's just a lot of luck involved in that, too. Everything has to roll right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We didn't make it. We didn't do it. It sucked. But we'll be back. You know, we got to get the young guns back up and running. Altuve was hurt. Correa says he was hurt. I don't know. Shit. Altuve went straight to
knee surgery
the next day. Correa got straight on the plane with his wife, and they were on the damn beach some damn way. He had his feet up.
My wife was telling me that he might play for the Puerto Rican team.
He might.
Yeah. I'm like,
In the World Games.
Hey, yeah, I was like,
y'all leave my career alone.
But I'm so against that, though, man. I'm so against that because if your back was hurt, you wanted to heal. I mean, I understand you want to represent your team, your country, and everything. But,
I hear about that, though.
But who's paying you right now? The millions of the.
But how about those Rockets?
What happened with them? I know Harden's hurt.
They terrible, man. Like I said it before the beginning of the podcast. We're not the same team. We're not going to be as good as last year. They're off to their worst start in I don't know how many years. We're like 1-4, 1-5.
Yeah.
They're about to be
I know we beat the Lakers.
That's the only game we won.
Now, let me ask you this, Goo, and I already know your answer. Hometown, H-Town, future legend, Jimmy Butler, man. You think he going to work with the Astros?
You refer to him as Jimmy Buckets.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
Buckets.
Mr. Buckets.
Because they said
Mr. Buckets Senior, as a matter of fact.
So there was, for those people that don't know who Jimmy Butler is, I know y'all might have seen that picture on Instagram or social media of Simone Biles with a big tall dude. Well, that's him.
Yeah. He's from Tomball.
Yeah.
You know, he's doing his thing over, where is that, Minnesota. We, you know, there's been controversy with him and his team.
He don't want to play there.
He don't want to play
Minnesota.
But, I mean, hey.
Yeah.
He got booed.
But the Rockets are trying to make everything possibly to get him here. Let me tell you something.
The Rockets, like I said, are panicking. We got Carmelo, who does not play defense. Bro, listen.
Bun B going to switch that lyric to go, we going soften the paint like Carmelo.
You have to. But we knew Carmelo doesn't play defense. Carmelo doesn't play defense. He never has.
No, why are you making fun of my laugh,
no,
bro?
No, I'm serious. But Carmelo has never played defense, bro. So we lose people. There was talks to get Butler before the season started.
Damn.
I went on Facebook. And I said, man, they need to trade whoever the fuck. They wanted two pieces.
From Popeyes or what?
No, they wanted Tucker.
That was the deal breaker right there. We wanted a two-piece from Popeyes.
They wanted Tucker or they wanted somebody else. Oh, they wanted
Paul, you got a cold?
Gordon. They wanted Gordon.
Yeah.
But they didn't put it. Rocket said, nah, we're not getting rid of Tucker. We're not getting. And now look, they won.
PJ Tucker got heart, though.
We won in four, but I'm saying, though.
Yeah.
That's cool.
We already lost, man. Heart. Ariza, like, oh, man. Yeah.
But listen, now the Rockets, even if they get Jimmy Butler, they can only hope to outscore. I know everybody's going to say, oh, yeah, that's how you win. But I'm saying is the Rockets' defense is so bad, they have to outscore you. Period.
Yeah.
They're going to throw up more threes than you. They're just going to try to outscore you. The defense, you're going to score. They just have to try to outscore you. You know what I'm saying? So I think with Butler, they have a chance. Without Butler, we don't stand a chance.
But also, dude, like for people to be panicking right now, it's dumb because, dude.
It's not dumb. Why is not? How is it dumb?
Like, and if the NBA plays like 300 games, bro.
How is it dumb?
Huh?
So how is it dumb?
Yeah, because you know what? Now we're getting with some injuries and everything. You start playing like now I would understand if it's towards the end of the season. Yeah, I would.
It's too late at that time. They know right now. Damn,
this
team was the lead, the leading defensive team in the NBA.
And we had no defense last year.
Yes, so we did.
That just tells you how bad it is.
That just tells you don't watch basketball. We had great defense last year.
No, we didn't. If we had great defense, we would have won the World Series.
See, that. You know what?
We would have won the Super Bowl.
Hey, we would have won the Stanley Cup.
You know, it's tough because the Warriors are so stacked.
Yeah.
The Western Conference I think that's part of why every game matters, especially in the Western Conference, because the Western Conference is just stacked.
Yeah.
So, you know, home court advantage is going to – I was going to say home field advantage. Homecoming field advantage, it counts – homecoming field advantage counts the most in basketball, homecoming field advantage in the playoffs. You know, even though I know we didn't do it last year against the Warriors, we almost did.
Away.
Yeah, you're right. We were almost there. So it's like, you know what?
That
if we would have not had the home court field advantage and if we would have not had the homecoming advantage and the Warriors would have had homecoming advantage, then you know, it might not have been even as close as it was, even though, you know, it came down to game seven. That's what we won. The thing that everybody has to do, okay, true enough, a seven-game series is going to be difficult against the Warriors. But if you play in the NBA right now and you have an organization, what are you supposed to do? Give up? Just say, oh, fuck it. The Warriors won another season. Nah, you got to put your team in the best position possible. You got to try your best, step your best foot forward in every way possible so that you could be prepared and ready for any opportunity that comes your way, such as an injury to somebody on the Warriors.
Yeah, because the Warriors might get hurt.
Right,
like last year, Steph Curry was hurt, but they still play.
Anything can happen KD gets into it with them and he demands a trade and all of a sudden it's friction amongst the team.
See, here's the thing right now. The reason they're panicking, you might say it's too late, but the reason I'm saying it's
I'm saying it's too early.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you said it's too early.
See, this is how I know you don't follow the podcast because you don't know what we're talking about.
The reason I say it's not, there's 15 teams in the Western Conference. The Rockets are 14th.
Yeah.
In our division, even though it's early, as you say, we're 4.5 games out already.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you, we play Portland. They're 5-1. They're going to bust the Rockets' ass. I can tell you that now. The Rockets are also giving up, I think they're one or two, they're either the last or second to last in defense because they're giving up damn near 130 points a fucking game.
No, that's pretty bad. That's pretty bad.
That's terrible.
Yeah, that's pretty bad, man. But I'm going to tell you, I hope we get Butler. I hope we get Butler.
Man, I hope we get Butler, bro.
We're going to have to give up something. But I'm telling you,
I don't mind.
That's our only chance.
Because I had read something to where they would sign him for a year and like off season or the summer, they would sign him for a long
term. They would try. That's the problem, though. He's just going to be a rental.
But
he'll be around for a year.
I think he would like to come to Houston.
I think he would too. But the only thing is, I think he wants his own team.
Nah, bro. But he's the future. Harden's got like how many years left? Do you think?
Harden's young. Harden like 26, 27, right?
Yeah, but you know, you give him like maybe 5-6 more years here.
Nah,
you think he's gonna retire, Rocket?
I do. You know what? Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question because honestly, if they don't win a championship by the time his contract's over,
they're
going to trade him for some youngsters and start over again.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, Harden's got like 5 years to his contract to try to get us there. If he can't get us there, then he's going to have to go like, all right, we're gonna have to get something better. But what you think about them U of H Cougars, man?
Yeah, they what, 17? They moved up 17 in the poll.
Man, you know, they're talking about giving them a New Year's Bowl or something like that. That's how good they're doing, man. They play.
Yeah, I mean, they have to win, though. They have to win out, and then they can play
the
bowl
game. The way they're looking, though, man.
But they're playing the bowl game. I mean, yeah, they're going to play in the bowl game. It might be the Frito Bowl or the Toilet Bowl, but they can play in the bowl game.
Nah, but I'm telling you, man, hey. They won without Ed Oliver, so that's a good thing. Hey, a lot of people underestimate the quarterback, man. King.
Nah, King Hart. He's from Manville, local kid.
Manville. And you know, they had him a wide receiver like 2 years ago.
His freshman year, yeah.
Yeah, 2 years ago. Because we had another good quarterback.
Right, yeah.
And now he's been there.
Last year he didn't even start. They had another kid that started last year. And then De'Aaron King came in, think probably the midway point.
Man, this boy is a beast, bro.
And then he's been going off,
bro.
Yeah, he's not a big dude. He's like 5'10", maybe.
Man, there was this play where I saw
motherfucker fast.
Almost every single player for the South Florida College that they played this past weekend.
Uh-huh.
Every single player had a chance to hit him, and they still didn't tackle him, and he ran it for a touchdown. I mean, this dude is a beast, man. I like what U of H is doing, man. U of H is a, hey.
Man, listen.
He's got a good squad, man.
U of H be showing love. Shout out to U of H. Yeah. They deserve it. They started off slow.
They've only lost one game out of like six. So.
Yeah, but that game hurt them because it was a game they're supposed to win.
Yeah, because they were supposed to be like, right now they would be like in the top 25 if they would have won that game.
But they're in the top 25 now.
But you know what I'm saying? They would have been lower than where they're at. What are they at now?
Like 17.
17. And that's because they beat they weren't ranked this past game.
Right, it's just because they beat the Florida.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So right. So they beat the ranked team, so now
they beat the ranked team, so now they're ranked, yeah.
So I'm like, dude.
But the problem is going to be, it hurt them when they lost that game early on. It was a game they probably should have won. It was a good ass game though. Them boys were going back and forth the whole game, but it was a game that they would pick to win.
Texas Tech. That's who they lost to. Texas Tech.
Oh, that's who it was.
Yeah, and then the score was like 56 to.
Oh,
like
was it Texas Tech?
Yeah, they lost to Texas Tech.
That wasn't an easy win. I think they would pick to win, right?
Yeah, no, they were going. I think they picked Tech, but yeah. I mean they were right there with Texas Tech. So to me, it's like, dude. You know, you there.
Now they got a good team, man. Applewhite got them boys over there. UT lost.
Yeah. Ah. But you see, like, that's like what I'm saying. Like, my thing is, man, that I'm always scared of, man. We have Applewhite. Like, if you notice, every coach that U of H has
had. What scares you, Chile?
Every coach that U of H has had, and they have one or two good seasons, then they leave to a major college, you know?
Yep.
And they're not successful. I mean, old boy from UT right now, he's struggling. He's winning, but he was struggling in the beginning.
Now they just lost though this past weekend though.
And I know he's a big fan, like he's cool with Paul and everything, you know. What's his name? I forgot.
Who, the coach?
Yeah, we got him from Ohio State and then
he came you're
over,
talking about
Mr. Grill, dude.
Yeah, I forgot his fucking name. He loved you. He left U of H and then
to go for the bigger payday.
It wasn't bigger pay because U of H was going to match him. Nah.
Yeah, Fertitta, he just wanted the
Fertitta
shine.
Fertitta was putting that. Fertitta, you need to put the goddamn money into the Rockets. Stop fucking off this money on other shit, bro.
Hey, no, but he got the money to put in the Rockets. He's only
shit
working with what he's allowed to work with.
Nah, he can know you. Boy, what you mean?
There's
you
no cap on the Rockets?
Fuck no.
Oh,
you just got to pay that luxury tax. If you pay that luxury tax.
Yeah, but that luxury tax is what's going
to it'll bust you upside your head. But
I mean, he might have to shut down the Golden Nugget here in fucking Louisiana.
Shit, getting that bread, getting that paper.
He's like, as long as he stays the one with Vegas Golden Nugget.
Tom Herman, good. That's this motherfucker.
Tom Herman.
Yeah, I just thought about that.
Yeah, Tom Herman, you know, I was like, damn.
Nah, he left though, but Fertitta and them was gonna pay Herman whatever he wanted, but he packed up and left. And the alumni was pissed. They came out, expressed their displeasure with the situation because they said that they asked him, "Are you gonna leave?" And he lied and said no. Even the players, including Ed Oliver, tweeted like, "Damn, like you can't trust nobody or something."
But see,
they were truly hurt by that shit, man.
But see, that's the kind of shit is like you got all these coaches out there making them players believe.
Them kids, bro. These kids leave home. You know, we take it for granted because we're in a big city.
Yeah.
Look, but I'm going to give you a perfect example. So I just came back from Grambling, Louisiana.
You went this weekend to go
with my nephew.
With your nephew, right?
We went out there on official.
For baseball,
right? Official visit for baseball. And man, Grambling, with us being in Houston, Grambling is this little small city.
Yeah.
It's got its own, like it's literally called Grambling, Louisiana.
But Grambling is a big historic black college.
Now, it's not big.
No, but it's historically,
yeah.
That's what it's
a big famous.
Historic.
Oh, I'm sorry. It has a big name. Yeah. It has a very big name in the HBCUs.
Yeah.
Like I know Texas Southern has 10,000 kids. Yeah. Grambling has like 5,000.
And that's why it was big. Have you noticed that when Chris Paul wore that Texas Southern University?
Yes.
And it was huge. Big because people were like, oh, shit. And people were like, oh, that's just TSU. No, you don't understand.
Right, the significance of that.
Historically black college and TSU. And Chris Paul said, I don't know if y'all noticed this, but I'm big into historically black colleges.
Right, HBCU.
I might have not gone to them, but I support them. And that's why I like Chris Paul, man. So, you know, but okay, so y'all went to Grambling.
We went out there. So I'm just saying, we got to visit the Eddie Robinson Museum.
Okay.
So Eddie Robinson, I don't know if you're familiar with
Eddie Robinson.
He's the he's the head coach of Grambling State.
Okay.
He was also the most winningest coach in football in college history.
Yeah.
He had 400 wins. It was broken by Paterno.
Ooh.
401. But they took it away from Paterno
because of the scandal.
But then they gave it back to him.
So it's like
So it's kind of like, well, whatever. But
he still got the win, so that's all that matters.
So, but anyway, so we went there, man. It was cool to like learn that history, man. Like Graham, Louisiana, bro. Like again, it's a little ass town, bro. Like a little ass school. It's not a very big school, man. That Eddie Robinson put 200 players in the NFL.
Shit,
200, bro. Like it's just crazy.
That's a lot. And you know what? What we had, you talking about history? Can you hand me another people's champ beer there, please, sir?
I got you.
But that's 200. Like what? 200 players in it?
200 players in it.
How many? I don't think any other college has done that.
That'd be a good.
Can you hand me that picture of yourself there, Paul?
Yes, lovely.
And I know we haven't done the shameless promotion, famous plug. Another great people's champ beer. Hey, you know, I was at Lucky's West this weekend, and then the bartender walked by. He's like, hey, dude, we just got another shipment of people's champ beer. Did you get it? I was like, nah, I thought y'all never ordered it. And he said, oh, here you go, two on me. So I tipped him and shit. But
you put it at on your head?
I drank them food.
Oh, okay, my bad.
Come on. Anyways, man, let's get back to this Grambling, bro.
Oh, so it was just a fun experience, man. But I'm just saying, at the end of the day, I don't know why schools take our coaches, man.
Yeah.
From Houston.
Because they know that we're winners over here. And at the end of the day, U of H is giving this coaches, U of H recognizes talent and is giving this coaches a chance. And once they show out, they're like,
my bad. Back to the Grambling shit. What I was saying is, let's say these kids get recruited by a coach at Grambling, right?
Yeah.
And then they leave.
Uh-huh.
Man, these kids are coming from everywhere, Chicago, Detroit, to this little ass country town, and then you just leave them, right? The only good thing, just think, Houston, we don't think of it that way because it's such a big city. We got a lot of shit going on. It's fun to be down here, you know what I'm saying? So I think that's another thing that it hasn't hurt our recruiting.
Yeah.
Because we're replacing these coaches with
top notch,
even better coaches are just as good, you know, coaches that are just as good, and it shows in the records, you know what I'm saying? Since Sumlin left, U of H has not fallen off at all. They've consistently been competitive. They've had good teams. They got good recruits. They steady recruiting kids over here, like fucking everything. Grambling recruited the number one ranked high school player in the nation. He went to Grambling instead of going to Alabama. I don't know this kid's name. He's played football.
But
I don't know the kid's name. Yeah. He was the number one ranked kid coming out of high school.
But you know, a lot of kids now are they're being smart about where they're choosing where to go.
But you know why though, Chile? Let me explain something to you. When a kid of that caliber comes to a school, a lot of money comes behind that kid.
Oh yeah.
Right? From different from different companies,
endorsements
and everybody wants to sponsor it because they know that kid's good. It's like Ed Oliver at U of H right now, man. Like, I'm sure it's a bunch of shit coming to U of H. U of H probably wouldn't be on TV as much if Ed Oliver wasn't there.
Dude, I was surprised they were on ABC at 2:30 in the afternoon. Like, they were on the national.
When this weekend?
Yeah, this weekend.
I didn't even get to see the game. I was at Grambling, and Grambling played.
So they were nationally on like 2:30 in the afternoon.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, you know, and usually you're used to seeing like the Nebraskas, Notre Dames, and Alabama's, LSU's. You notice how you don't see LSU playing that much anymore on like, you know, them channels.
As much as they did? Nah. You still see Alabama.
Yeah, Bama's always going to be there.
Bama's always going
to
be there.
Shouts out to Hurst, man. He's a Channel View boy, you know. Jalen Hurst,
yeah,
man.
Jalen Hurst.
What do you, but you know, we'll talk about Jalen Hurst later, man. But
hey, man, let me ask you, we're going to switch subjects.
What's up?
Switch subjects. How you feel about, so there was a discussion the other day that I saw going on Twitter. It was about the music industry.
All right.
For local.
You got my attention.
Upcoming artists. Local artists, right. Upcoming artists. Do you think that it's cool, or what's the way to approach them? Let me give you an example. Do you think because here's what these kids are told. Number one, you got to go to a club every night to get your song played, right?
That doesn't hurt.
Okay.
That doesn't hurt. That's part of it. Okay. That's part of it.
And what about taking the DJs to eat?
I think that's kind of the new way, because DJs just want the money. Like, I'm gonna be honest. I got a lot of friends that are strip club DJs and all this shit, and they say, you know the reason they talk about this?
Let me tell you the reason I'm talking about it. Because, you know, when they had the whole Houston, old guys versus young kids.
Well, it all started when Slim Thug said something that they don't want to hustle and everything.
Yeah, but that came because of something else, though.
Yeah, and but
then, that was a response to something that a kid said.
Yeah, but
the young rapper.
The kids don't want to hustle. And I kind of see that because I get direct message saying, yo, check this out. Boom. And I'm like, dude, who the fuck are you for?
But see, we have to understand, though, too. The kids have that shit at their convenience now. Because, again, you have to understand, it's only more rappers now because it's easier for the kids to be rappers, or for people to be rappers, period.
There's more rappers
now because
there's more rappers than CEOs. I'll tell you that much.
Well, yeah, because everybody wants to be a rapper.
Say it again.
There's more rappers than CEOs, Paul.
Yes. Everybody wants to be a rapper.
We need it.
Yeah.
We need
so what was your question there?
No, so I was just asking you, do you think, like, that's the right direction for the people to go? My thing was this. Let me say this.
Okay.
I said, me.
Is this coming from an artist manager or Goo?
This is from me. Goo.
From Goo, okay.
From the outside looking in, I'm like, bro, y'all so upset at the rappers that, quote unquote, the old rappers.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, y'all need to be mad at the DJs. If you be mad at somebody, go be mad at the DJs, not the rappers. Because if I'm a rapper and I try to put you on, I got to go talk to the DJs.
Yeah.
But shit, so it's kind of hard.
Man, you know, I ain't want to cut you off. I want to let you finish.
Now go ahead. I want you to talk.
You know, I like to cut you off. Man, I got to.
No, Paul, you don't know about this. Let me tell you.
I'm going to keep it short. You know what? Since seeing this going back and forth, even being a part of it, even having my own personal opinions about this, and just a lot of times when I feel real strongly about something, I take a look at myself and say, man, you know what? I feel this way about it because of my personal experiences. If I wouldn't have went through this, I wouldn't feel like this. And if I'd have went through other things, I'd feel different. So none of us are wrong. I don't feel like having our beliefs, but I've internally taken a completely different perspective and direction on my career and how I look at this whole thing is where, you know what? There's a lot of things I could be complaining about or be upset about or be, why not me? I'm working harder. I'm doper than this person or that person. Why they getting whatever? But, you know, I just been like, I'm just going to focus on the positive. Any positive opportunity I have, if a DJ does show me love, then that's what's up. Yeah. If I see a DJ who showed me love in the past, but they not showing me love now, man, you know, I got number love for them for giving me opportunity and showing me love in the past. And if I burn that bridge, they probably will never play me again. So, you know, I've just altogether just been like, you know, I've been not focusing on any time or anything I've been told no just focusing on the times I've been told yes. Any door that's been opened for me recently or just anything I'm going through, that's I'm going to go through the doors. I'm not going to, you know, gripe or whine or complain about the doors that are being closed on me. So I just want to encourage other people to do it. If whatever's happening, if it's not working for you, try something else. And just everybody should know this is a long grind. You know, it's really not that hard to get known real quick or to have a quick hit. But to have a sustaining career is very difficult. It takes a lot of hard work, a lot of thick skin, a lot of dope people around you. You know, it takes a lot. It's definitely not a self thing. It's about the team that's behind you to have a nice career, a nice run.
Let me ask you this, Paul. How many friendships have you lost throughout your career because people didn't agree with the move you were making or all this stuff? Because a lot of the times.
Several, bro.
A lot of the times, it's your support group's got to be on point, man. I'm going to tell you that. Like, I'm seeing that as I am right now. Your support team's got to be there. And, you know, that some of them are going to stop believing in you, you know?
There's always going to be people that are, like, only there for the ride when you popping. And you always got to be aware of those. But at the same time, you know, some people shut those people out completely. Other, you know, I just like, hey, I'm just, I accept it all for what it is. You know what I'm saying? I just, hey, it's all good. But, you know, I definitely have lost a lot of friendships. Most of the friendships I lost were from rappers or producers who, for whatever reason, you know, keep in mind, too, you put an album out, it's 12 to 15 songs. So I personally probably know over hundreds of producers, thousands of rappers. So if I got 15 songs, is every song gonna have a feature on it? Is every song gonna have more than one feature? Even if every song has two features, that's 30 features. I know at least 1,000 rappers, bro. No lie, I know at least 1,000 rappers. But most of the friendships I lost were from a rapper who is up and coming or whatever. We homeboys, I'm up and coming too. We might have songs together. I put them on my album, they put me on their album. I might do it for several albums in a row, but, you know, then another album comes along and for whatever reason, I don't have any particular songs with that person. Or, you know, it's my album. It's not me and this person's album. It's my album. But they'll be upset or mad. Oh, I ain't on your album. It's fucked up. You ain't put me on your album. Or people might say, oh, I better be on the next one or some shit like that. Like, they'll take it away. Like, they'll really get offended that I ain't put them on my album. Where in my mind, I'm coming to my studio every day. If you ain't coming to my studio, that's on you. I'm coming to my studio every day, working on music, working with producers, whatever producers that send me beats or that come through here. So I'm not the type of person that says, hey, send me beats. Hey, I'm working on an album. I want to get this person on an album. Because if it was up to me, I would put Zero, Slim Thug, Lil Kiki, Hustler, Rich the Factor,
you'd be on
every song I ever do.
H-Town.
Well, yeah, damn near. You know, shit. Yeah. With the exception of Rich the Factor and Hustler, because they from Kansas City and the Bay Area, I would put all of them on, even them though, I would put, that would be on every song. It'd be six features on every song, and it'd be the same six features, six people, my favorite rappers, if it was up to me. But, you know, it's not a group album, me and my favorite rappers or any other artist. So,
you know what? We're going to start the Chile and the Champ mixtape, which it'll be Paul and Friends. That's what.
Yeah, for real. Chile and the Champ. It's coming soon.
Man, you know what?
But I've definitely lost friends from that. And it's,
man, it's sad, but you know what, man? Hopefully everybody, it works out on everybody. But Goo, to answer your question, do we think that artists should be taking these gym dates? You might see it as taking them on dates. And it's, but unfortunately, that's how the industry it is nowadays, you know?
I'm asking, is it, no.
I don't see nothing wrong with taking a DJ saying, hey, man, let me take you to eat some wings and some beer so I can introduce myself to you. I don't see nothing wrong with that because you're going, you're finding different ways to reach to a DJ when he's not on his job at the club.
So I'm asking you, okay, so I guess what I'm asking you is.
So I'm cool with that.
Okay, well, let's say I'm a college kid, right?
Yeah.
And I want to rap. I'm going out. I'm rapping. I'm doing everything. But I don't have money like that. Right. So I can take one or two DJs out. Right. I can even come. You tell me, hey, come to the club. Right. I come to the club. You say you happen to work at a strip club.
But see, that's where you go wrong, because that's where every DJ tells you, hey, man, just come to the club while I'm working.
But that's what I'm saying.
No, that's a mistake right there.
You know what? What's getting lost is the purpose
yeah.
for the date, for taking the DJ yeah. on a date.
You want to get that personal.
You want to bond with yeah. them. See, it's all about bonding.
Right.
So some people, if you're from the outside looking in, you think, oh, well, all I got to do is this, this, and this. Well, you do that as the opportunity to bond.
Bruh.
Like, I take them out so that we can bond together. And at just, you know, we go out to the movies, might go hit the room later. What, you know,
Whoa, it's that one.
It could be a hot ass female MC, though.
That
one, it could be that, you know.
It could be a female DJ.
Surreal, what's up?
I'm just saying, though, but I think what's getting lost is, and at the same time, if a DJ says, we'll come to the club, a lot of times, from an artist perspective, we hear it as, that's a guarantee they're going to play
yeah.
it. But it's more like, no matter what you do, it's all a gamble. And from the DJ's perspective, they want to see how dedicated you are. Because they're going to be like, well, if you're not even coming with your song to get played, and then I'm not going to play it just for you just because you're saying it's hot. Well, you got to come up here. And then once I see you, once I bond with you, you know, sometimes you do that and you still never get played. Sometimes you do that 5-10 times, you get played. Sometimes you do that one time and they play you on the spot. It's just, it depends on the DJ or the club. Because some clubs, you can't just play anything.
Yeah, let me tell y'all, young artists, like you're saying, you want to, okay, like you said, oi, what if the DJ is in college and he doesn't have the money? Well, that's a learning experience right there. It goes into your promotional budget. You know what I'm saying? You got to learn the business. You can't just...
I know, I understand that. But what I'm saying is, like, if the kid only has a certain amount of money, because let's say he wants to rap.
Yeah.
He wants to... And I'm just giving, just throwing out examples.
You've gone through that.
But let's say a DJ says, hey, come to the strip club. Well, the kid goes to the strip club, right? He goes, he paid $40 to park, right? Because it's a strip club.
Oh,
and then they make him pay to get in.
Yeah. Uh-huh. No, you can finish, but
okay.
I'm done.
They make him pay. And then the DJ says, shit, hey, I'm going to play your song. Just get some ones and throw the money, right? So now you got a goddamn kid. The fuck, that's $400-$500. So are you suggesting, this is what I'm just asking, are you suggesting that if you don't have the money to do it like that, then maybe you should not be trying to become a rapper or what?
No.
I'm just trying to... These are just the pitfalls and stuff that I see kids on Twitter complain about, Facebook, shit like that. And it's not only in Houston. It's a...
Worldwide.
It's a worldwide problem, yeah. So I'm just asking because, you know, right now, the strip clubs is pretty much where you break the songs at.
That's
what most people going to tell you to go.
Yeah.
So it's almost like, boom,
thanks
boom.
Thanks a lot, but Mike Jones.
No wonder we ain't getting no songs broke. I don't go to the strip clubs.
Yeah. But at the same time, I can understand... See, I understand the DJ's perspective from a great standpoint. As a DJ... Bro, do you know how hard it must be to be a DJ? You know how hard it must be to be a popping DJ?
It's not
when
hard.
Every kid...
No, it's not hard. Because I'm going to tell you why. They got a job. They're getting paid by the strip club.
No. That's not what I'm for to say. See, you got to listen to what I'm saying.
No, but I'm going
to
tell you why.
DJ Mr. Rogers, he doesn't even DJ strip clubs.
Okay.
You know how hard it must be for DJ Mr. Rogers, who is probably one of the most well-known DJs out right now in Houston or Texas, or you know what? Nationwide, period.
Yeah, he's out there.
Do you know how hard it must be for him and how many kids come up to him and say, yo, play my record? How many kids you think go to him because they think if Mr. Rogers plays my record one time, bro, I'm gone. I'm out of here.
True.
I'm done. I'm through the roof.
Yeah.
Or even like a throw or a high C.
Yeah.
Anybody like that. Like, how hard is it for them?
It's not hard.
You don't think it's hard for them?
Nah, because if you that's what you wanted when you were not known as a DJ.
You want to be ran up on by kids.
You wanted to be famous. Music in your you face. Wanted to be making it and everything.
You want people to run up. You want to
Why
be.
Why else wanted to be a DJ?
Chile, that's the stupidest shit ever, bro.
No, really. Honestly.
You said that they were thinking about being. You
they
said
wanted
that they
to
wanted
be DJs. They got to accept what comes with being a popular DJ.
I don't agree with that.
Well, because you're not in that part. I'm on both sides. I didn't want to be a radio DJ, but it fell on my lap. I was blessed, and I ran with it. I have people to come up to me all the time and say, hey, play my song, play this. My response is, honestly, bro, I don't...
Give me $1,000.
No. Honestly, I don't fuck with music. You know why I don't fuck with music? Because I don't like the politics of music. That's why I don't fuck with it. And I tell them straight out. But I give them free advice. I say, hey, this is why you might want to do this to help them advance. I don't charge them.
I have an issue with DJs see, that charge, charge people for
some
this.
Some DJs do charge for that.
And they're fucking up the game.
Well, so this is my question for y'all. Number one, what is the DJ's purpose?
Break records.
No. DJ's purpose is to rock the crowd.
That's what I was saying. That's what I was saying.
And to play dope music,
play good
rock
music.
The crowd. If you're DJing something else on the radio, your DJ is to rock the radio crowd. Yeah, you riding in your car, you got to be like, damn, he jamming. So a DJ's purpose is to rock the crowd.
Yeah.
Now, you can't rock the crowd. Sometimes there are classic songs that you can play. And sometimes some DJs have the same exact playlist where they play the same old, they got the same old, you know, Biggie, Pac, they play back to back to back, you know, like that. I don't mean like that. I just mean just in general.
You got to have the part. If you're hired to rock a party, you got to do your
crowd.
Job.
You can't rock the crowd with the same songs forever. Because the songs get old. You want to hear something new. There's other dope stuff. Music evolves. Yeah. You know, all of this. You know, so as that comes, one of the DJs, you know, the sub jobs or an aspect of their job is to find new hot music that will rock the crowd.
Yeah.
But a DJ's job, I don't feel like a DJ's job is to break new. There are different DJs who, like, some DJs have different jobs. So a DJ at a strip club, what's his job? His job.
Keep the girls shaking their ass.
Keep the girls shaking their ass and play music that the people who are throwing money so that they'll throw more money. They're, you know, because they might play some music that make the girls shake their ass, but they don't encourage the people to throw money. They want to encourage people to throw money.
So what would you say is the perfect place to for a DJ to play a new
that's
song?
That's why you don't go to the club.
Let me give you a second one. The radio. What's the radio's job? I mean, as a DJ, their job is to, well, and this again, all of this is just from my perspective. Their job is to play music that will keep you tuned in so that you can have good ratings so that they can get more money for advertising.
Yeah.
It's a for-profit business. All of this is for-profit business. These are not arts businesses where it's not for profit and we have donors keeping this alive. That's what PBS is. That's what the KPFT is. That's what our local community radio stations are. If you want to, that's what their purpose is for the arts. The radio stations we think of, like 97.9 The Box, it's a for-profit business. So their sole purpose is to make money.
Yeah.
They make money by having higher ratings. They have higher ratings by having music and personalities that get people tuned in. So that's, and they play music or talk about subjects that have the most highest ratings. And through years of data, they have a particular set of music that gets listened to more than others.
So
that's what they look for to play.
So do DJs not break records? That's not their jobs then.
And also keep in mind, there are some DJs where their only job. Well, let me say this. There are DJs. See, I'm just going through that. There's different DJs. You know what I'm saying? Like there's wedding DJs. What's his job as a wedding DJ? Some DJs can do it all.
Well, I'm not speaking of wedding DJs. Okay, I'm talking about radio.
Now, there are specific DJs where their job is to break new artists. K Slay, he from the time he's ever been around, he always has broke new artists. Michael Watts.
Yep.
He breaks new, these are their jobs, to break new artists.
DJ but Stretchy Balls.
I don't.
He breaks new balls.
I'm just saying, like, sometimes it gets lost that, you know, like that every DJ doesn't have the same job or like skill set. You know, some DJs, their job is to do this. Some DJs, their job is this. So my other question to you is this. Should every artist who feels like they dope get their song played in the club at midnight when it's packed and people are partying and they want to hear they want to hear hits. They don't want to hear something new that even the DJ has never once ever heard. And he's in the moment. He ain't got time to say, yeah, give me 2.5 minutes to listen to a song I've never listened to while I'm in the middle of rocking the crowd. Should he pay? Now, I don't, by any means, I don't think any DJ should say, give me money and I'm going to play your music no matter what.
Okay, well, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about if I've gone with you.
That's completely against. First of all, that's illegal. That's against the regulations.
That's only even radio, though.
I'm taking a DJ out. He's listening to my song.
But that's a big part of it, too, is on the radio.
He's telling me, come to the club. Okay, you know, so I bought your lunch, and you say, oh, yeah, this song is jamming. right? And then he say, come to the club. So we go to the club.
You know what?
Now I got to buy a drink or something for you. So I'm buying your drink.
Hands down, that's bad. That's like us discuss. Yeah. That's like corruption. So that's like, well, that's, that's like us so debating whether or not corruption with judges is bad.
Am I right, Chile? If a judge, that's what's happening with the DJs.
If a judge is corrupt, we can all agree it's bad.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's just, so if a DJ is corrupt, that's bad. That's horrible. That's horrible. But right. I don't, you know, sometimes people expect that a DJ is supposed to do this, or I'm, if I do this, if I offer you this play, whatever, you know, I don't think that that's how it works. And if you're an up and coming artist, this is, you know,
nah, you
this isn't how
me.
You get your music played. You so can get
you,
your play. This,
which you, way you think you can get it played? That's what I'm asking.
Okay,
like,
my
like,
thing is what I'm going to tell you is
okay.
There's a lot of DJs that get on in the internet and they're always like, I got 3 slots left on this mixtape.
Right, okay.
Hit me up. And they're the motherfuckers that are fucking up the game because they'll be like, all right, I'll charge you $1,000 to put your song on this. You know what? It's a no-name DJ or even a no-name DJ. You know, they're known and shit.
But that people's champ on his
boy,
ass.
Paul, man. Hey, Paul, you put that
7%?
Double-do. Hey, man, shit. As a matter of fact, hit me another people's champ beer because I'm about to go in this tea.
Hey, pass me one of them people's champs. Man, I need me a people's champ, too.
I'm about to sip my tea right now. I'm going to spill the tea.
Okay.
But you know what? Like, I'm going to tell you, honestly, bro. Honestly, ooh, tastes so good.
Now wait a minute.
Hey, shout out to Lil Kiki. He got a new beer too,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, was it Chunked Up the Deuce?
Chunk Up the Juice.
The Juice? Is that what it's called?
Chunk Up the Juice. Yeah, it was Spinal Tap Brewery.
So does it have a, it, since we're going to change subjects, or are we going to keep talking about that?
Now we can
we can go wherever.
Because he know he can go back. Yeah, so what I was just saying, so should they get played? I'm just saying, should every artist who rap, who think they
absolutely
dope, should
not,
they
but
get played?
I'm just asking, like, what would be, for somebody who's serious about their craft, who doesn't have
rules,
a lot of money,
there's
what
rules.
Are, like, what should, and
okay,
and,
I'm a, okay,
I know this. I know these are only opinions because if we knew the answer 110% to this question, we'd be billionaires.
Right,
that means
exactly.
We would know the game.
Right. Oh, and every single person I know that's my homeboy that rap would be platinum as well.
Hey, even
I can't snap my fingers and make you platinum.
Even though we
talk
know
that shit, Paul, because you platinum, Paul, right?
Just because I'm platinum came in, I can make you platinum.
Talk
and I'm
shit.
Only platinum once. Hey, so if I'm platinum one, I'm 1.5 platinum. I'm platinum once and half platinum once. So shit, if it was up to me, I'd be platinum. I got 20 albums out, I'd be platinum 20 times.
I'm just platano.
Yeah,
know what platano is?
Platano,
that's
silver.
Plantain.
All right, what you were saying, Paul?
Hey, good, fuck you. How you like,
man,
that fake laugh?
If you if you up and coming rapper and you want to get played, I'm going to compare this.
Get you a stripper, you'll get played for sure.
I'm going to compare this to any other profession.
Yeah.
If you smart and you want to be a lawyer and you want to get hired at the top law firm in Texas, but they won't hire you. You go, oh, fuck y'all won't hire me. Nah, you keep working. You start something else. You work your way up. You start your own law firm. You start off as a clerk. You do all these other, I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know. But I know there's,
you get you a case,
yeah,
that
right.
You gonna win you some cases. And then you're like, oh shit,
you do like my,
this.
You get the DNA crime lab shut down like my lawyer did. The next thing you know, you're on the news.
But you
shout
get
out
noticed.
To Jelanda Jones. But no, nah, but or anything. Any profession, period. Of course. Of course, when we're young, we feel like we doper than anyone else. I should be getting paid more than that person. I should be hired. Why, you know, all, but just like any job anywhere, you got to work your way up from the bottom. You get in where you fit in and you work your way up through dedication, hard work. So it's the same exact with rap. If you are an artist and you trying to make it in the game or you want to get your music played or anything.
Thank you, player.
It's the exact same. You get in where you fit in, which is usually around the bottom, and you work your way up through dedication, hard work, and years of passionate grind.
Hold on, Paul. I'm about to show you years of dedication on this gut. People's champ, baby.
That shit all over your face.
Hey, don't worry about it.
She busted all over your face.
People's champ skied on you.
She was a squirter. No, but you know what? Like, I'm going to tell you, man. Kids, I'm going to tell you, man. You got to do your research and everything. Now, I'm going to tell y'all the rules to stuff. Okay, look. It's unwritten rules, you know?
You don't go to the DJ while he's DJing at the gig that he's getting paid to DJ and tell him, play my song now.
We know that's not going to happen.
No, man. but there's some people out there, trust me. There's somebody out there right now that's thinking, I can take this to the DJ right now.
That's definitely the wrong idea.
So don't do that. Right. Like you said,
take... Oh, these are unwritten rules.
Unwritten rules. Like you said, take him out to... You're paying for his time to... Mm-hmm. You know, right. So you take him to lunch, get him a few beers or something or whatever.
But you admit that the DJ at that point should be honest and say, man, I don't like it.
But the fact that the DJ took the time to go should tell it should be a DJ that's like, all right, look, I want to help you out or whatever.
Would you go to a club DJ or would you go to a radio DJ? Because I would say go to a club DJ.
Radio DJs are too busy. And some of them got egos.
Right, okay.
And they think their shit don't stink.
Okay.
I'm not calling nobody out or anything, so people say they...
If you feel like you want to put an ad...
You're just saying that's the culture.
Out there, Chile,
like, when people would come out to me and ask me, hey, man, can I take you to lunch for this? I say, look, man, I'm busy, but I'm going to save you the time right now. What do I need? Music? I don't do music, bro. I'd rather you spend your money on something that's going to help you and better yourself. Mm-hmm. Because I didn't know if they were taking money away from their kids... Food, diapers, and all that shit.
That's true.
And at the end of the day, I want to be able to sleep at night knowing that I made money. Like Tupac said, like on that song, I made a G today, but you made it in the sleazy way. You know what I'm saying? Selling crack to the kids, who the hell cares? But you know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's just the way it is. Like that song, that's what Tupac said. And I'm like, I want to be able to sleep,
things
bro.
Will never be the same.
But you know it. Sing that shit.
Looking ass.
Fucking fake ass motherfucker.
So look. So what? Go ahead.
You can feel the love in the podcast. Hey?
Keep talking, man.
The people's chance hitting. Nah, but you know, like, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I'd rather help the culture than make money off the culture and not help nothing. Because at the end of the day, how many motherfuckers are sitting out there broke right now? Fucking, you don't know if they're stealing or doing whatever, risking everything for a hit, you know?
Right. Well, just to say this so we can end that subject, I know good DJs, I know bad DJs, I know guys that go about it the right way, rappers,
and I know more guys that
go about it the wrong way, just to be honest.
But everybody's going to go the easy route.
But no, we can't say everybody.
Most people will.
But what's the easy route compared to the hard route? What would you say?
But if you look.
But even going the hard route, eventually is going to come to where you're going to have to spend money at some point.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like you'll see people, if you go looking on social media, DJs are going to promote the only motherfucker that goes to a strip club and spends $20,000 up. They'll be like, so-and-so is in the house today. So-and-so is in the house tonight. And they'll promote them. But they'll be old boy over here. Like Travis Scott. I never knew who Travis Scott was. All of a sudden, he's like, boom, there's Travis Scott.
It's Kanye.
You know what I'm saying?
That wasn't a DJ from Houston. That was Kanye.
But I'm saying, I didn't know who Travis Scott was until they were like on the station. They're like, oh, this is Travis Scott. Yeah. And I met him. And I was like, all right, cool. Then look, 2-3 years later, dude is like on top of the world, bro.
Let me say this. Man, one thing we got to realize, I'm just going to compare it to any other profession.
Stripper?
Okay. If like goo, when we go to the baseball game, right? We go to the playoff. We're at the playoffs games, right? If we go into suites, the suite next to us, who's in the suites? It's usually an oil corporation or a gas company, right?
Yeah.
When they're there, everybody in there don't work for them. Sometimes it's somebody who's a client of theirs that they gave tickets to, right?
Yeah.
How you get tickets? Oh, I got them from my client, or stuff like that. So that's the same thing. Like any other profession out there, you gotta grease the wheel a little bit.
Because if you have rough hands, it'll hurt your junk.
You don't want to chafe up. But I'm just saying, like, now those same people who are buying World Series tickets for their clients, when they were just starting out, they weren't buying World Series tickets for their clients because they didn't have the money or
opportunity. They were buying t-shirts or hats for the client.
Every artist out there or anybody out there, period, you get in when you fit in, you work your way up. When you get a little bit of profit or you get investments or you get money, you want to invest in yourself in different ways. And sometimes investing in yourself, sometimes it means you got to take somebody out to get to know them or to bond with them. But we at the Chile and the Champ – with Goo having a podcast, we are against all DJs, rappers, anybody, period, who is out there selling themselves on based on corruption. We not down with the corruption in the game.
Nah, never. Because that's the corruption shit is what's fucking up the game and shit. But at the end of the day, people will always find a way, and you know. Hey,
shout out to the DJs. They've always supported us.
Yeah.
No, we never had these issues. Shout out to the young artists, man. Keep pushing.
I got DJs friends. I got friends that are DJs that are doing good and they're doing the bad part. And I'm like, I'm not going to hate on them, but at the same time, because, you know, I don't know their situation. But at the same time, it's like, but all I can tell you is.
But my, I look at it like this. A DJ has a job to do.
Yeah.
Like you said, that DJ also has family. That DJ also has kids. So if somebody was to come to a DJ and say, hey, man, I believe in this record.
Just be honest.
And
the DJ
liked it and was like, well, shit, I can play it. I can't guarantee you nothing.
Well, there was records that I like.
You spend money.
There's records that I like and they never got played. Like, you know, like I'm going to tell you, like when Romeo Santos and Lil Wayne did a song. Romeo Santos, big bachata artist, Latin artist and everything. He did a song with Lil Wayne. And then I send it to the people, you know, I was like, hey.
Oh, is that the Baby Shark?
No.
Baby Shark.
You said Romeo?
Romeo Santos.
What's
Romeo
his name? Romero?
Romeo.
Romeo. Like but Romeo. It's spelled like Romeo. Okay.
It's Romeo. It's okay. Romeo Santos.
Okay.
Big bachata artist. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Sold out Toyota Center like 3, 4, 5 times in Spanish. And then he put out a song.
How long ago was this?
This was about like, I want to say like 6 years ago.
Oh, so this is before this shit got popular.
No,
like
yeah.
Oh, we did. Well, you know.
But,
not
you
to,
know, he put out a song with Lil Wayne called All Aboard.
Yeah.
You know, that was probably about 3 years after Paul did the song with Daddy Yankee. But, you know.
No.
You know, who's.
But the before. No, and I'm mad at Paul Wall right now. I'm mad at Paul.
What I do?
Because I remember, like, the funny thing is, Daddy Yankee was at the Arena Theater.
Daddy Yankee.
Yeah.
Daddy Yankee.
Daddy Yankee.
Daddy Yankee.
And he was at the Arena Theater on Saturday.
Oh, this past Saturday?
No. Oh. Like, this was a couple years ago. And then Sunday morning, I'm looking on Instagram.
Oh, he's at the airport.
Paul at the airport with him taking pictures. I'm like, bro. I was like, what's up, man? I'm like a Yankee fan and shit. But
my boy.
We performed with him. Where were we at?
Yeah, at Toyota Center.
We
did you?
Paul performed. Yeah, he did a song with him.
And we did
this
Machete, the remix.
He was telling us. That he was telling us. Was that him? He told us that he used to run behind his tour bus.
Yeah.
Motherfucker said like going up mountains.
Because he got chunky for a little bit.
I don't know.
Well, no. When he started becoming popular, man, he got a little chunky. So that's why he had to start
running behind. The tour bus
he took it back to his Puerto Rico days, bro. You know what? No, I'm gonna tell you right now. The crazy thing is, we got all these reggaeton artists now that are more popular than the artists in the U.S. popping. That you have the artists going up to them Spanish artists asking to jump on their songs.
Right.
That's how music is evolved now. And like, you know, like,
that's dope.
Yeah, I think
Cardi B did a song with that.
Bro, yeah, that's
good. I like it like that with Bad Bunny.
Nah, not that one.
Yeah.
She did Modelo with Ozuna.
Oh yeah, yeah.
First. And then she came out with I Like It Like That.
You know
and
what?
Now Drake just did one with Bad Bunny.
I'm gonna call somebody out right now. Chuli Music, I'm mad at you right now, bro. Ozuna was in town this weekend, and we all wanted to go see him.
Man, I wanted to make that boy grill
and,
so
and
bad.
Paul, we even called Chuli and said, hey, Paul wants to make him a grill. And I let the people know. Never once heard
of Chuli Music.
Chuli, he was helping promote.
So who is that?
Now, he's a dude from Houston, Chuli.
Okay.
He's a cool guy, man. So don't hate on him. I'm calling him out.
We calling him out of fun, though. We still love you, Chuli. Damn, man, I want to make that
work. This dude be bringing some heavy, like, you know, he'll be bringing some people out, you know, to concert, like Latin artists, you know.
Matter of fact, you did tell us.
Remember, we called him when we were all over here.
Yeah, you said he was going to hook it up.
Yeah.
Damn.
So Ozuna was in town this week, Saturday, I think.
Ooh, that boy turned Hollywood on y'all that weekend.
Man, you know. When you ain't on radio, people turn Hollywood on you, man. That's why I'm like, man, all right. That's why I say my people's champ, bro. Nah, but you know what? That's why I was like, Sharky, do on his ass. Nah, man, he's still a cool friend of ours. But, you know, like, he was in town and we wanted to go see him. But the funny shit is,
I'm gonna call this out there, Paul. Did we confirm? Did you confirm that grill yet or no?
Mm-mm.
With that reggaeton
my
artist?
Oh, yeah. We don't want to talk about it yet. We got
come
something
on,
coming, though.
Come
we
on,
got something no. coming. We got something coming. We got some, y'all stay tuned.
I'm going to tell you, this guy is so popular, you got even former President Obama shouting him out on the speeches.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? That's how we're going to leave it at that.
Yeah.
But you know what? Boxing happened this weekend. Our homeboy, Regis Progre, the Rougarou, homeboy, got a grill done, not a grill, but some work done by TV Johnny. He got some chains and pieces and all this shit.
What it do?
And his hotel room was broken into this weekend.
Who that?
Oh.
Regis Progre, the Rougarou. He's a he was from New Orleans. He was born in New Orleans. And then he moved to Houston, and he's a boxer. And, you know, they call him the Rougarou, Regis Progre. But he's a boxer out of Houston and shit. And
what happened with his? They broke in?
I don't know if they took his pieces and all that, but I know they stole his. I think he was back in New Orleans, fighting in New Orleans. And they stole him, and they broke into his hotel room, and they stole his belt. Because he's a WBC champion on his
own. Oh, belt, his real belt.
Damn.
So they stole his belt and everything. But he fought this Saturday, and he won, and he had a belt. I guess the commission gave him a belt back again, but it's kind of messed up. Which kind of, like, brings us to, like, should you be posting a lot of stuff that you're getting done
on
social media? Route. Because you're kind of making yourself a target.
No, that's the easiest way to get robbed.
You put it all on there so they know exactly where to come, what you got. Oh yeah, he got this in the closet.
But it's kind of
the belt's
up.
In the third drawer on the left.
It's
kind of
jacked
TV.
To me, it had to be an inside job, because not like on his camp, but I'm saying somebody in the hotel, because
absolutely,
how would they get in the room?
Because it was a fight weekend and he was there. He's a fighter, so you know somebody had to be looking at him and shit.
But hey, on a serious note too, man, R.I.P. Young Greatness.
Yeah,
R.I.P.
Got killed in New Orleans. This weekend, today, right? Last night,
yeah. He woke up this morning, so it was at 1 a.m. This morning.
I don't know what happened. They just said he was shot outside of the Waffle House,
so
at home in New Orleans. Man, that's crazy, man. Like, seems like everybody gets shot when they go back to where
it's crazy.
From.
That's what it was.
Boosie
saying.
Has been saying this shit forever. He's
don't
been
go
saying
back to
that.
The hood
don't
whenever.
Go home.
Yeah,
he was like, man, like you look at the last couple of people that have been killed. It's happened in their hometown. Boost, Extension. He got killed in his hometown. Yeah. This guy, Young Greatness, was killed in his hometown. Who else was killed recently?
That's why I don't leave Houston, people.
Dobie, that was a few years ago.
Yeah, look at Yella Beezy. Yella Beezy, man, it was shot up. And thank God he's still alive.
His hometown. What's the other kid's name? And the guy that just passed away too, Marley G from Mississippi.
Oh,
I think he's from Mississippi. No. He was from Batesville. He was from Batesville, Louisiana. He got killed in his hometown. It's crazy, man. RIP to everybody, man.
So do you, like, let's just kind of keep on going, because I was about to call the podcast over, but since we're talking about this and it's a serious subject, do you feel like hip-hop needs to have the OGs come out and say, all right, man, look, let's stop killing each other? I mean, they've said it before,
I don't think it's a point of, because look, man, it's at the end of the day, people going to do what they want to do, regardless of who said it. Because look, you can get the biggest OG to come out and say, hey,
you saw what Jay Prince did. He had to sit down with Scott Block and all everybody. You see that? Did you see that?
Oh, yeah.
It was a couple weeks ago.
Killing? Because I don't know.
I don't know, but I'm just saying that you're right. You know, at the end of the day, people going to do what they want.
Have the biggest
but
OG.
I think that's what it's going to take,
know why?
The biggest OGs.
No, but these kids' mentalities are so... These kids' mentalities are so fucked up, right? Because they're put in these fucked up positions. With social media, I think it's made everything worse. Because now it's like, damn, I got to look good for the gram.
Right.
Okay. These kids are going robbing people, killing people, coming back on Instagram, putting the money that they just killed somebody for, showing the money, showing the belt, showing the jewelry that they stole from the dead guy or whoever they killed. And then they're in turn getting all these likes, and people are like, oh shit, baby, you balling. And then they going to jail because they told on themselves, right? And I think because of social media now, it's even more prevalent in the hip-hop community, because, you know, it's always a kind of like a show-and-tell type thing.
Yeah.
If you ain't showing
it,
you ain't got it.
Hip-hop is a competitive nature.
Right, it's competitive. But that's not hip-hop.
That's not
hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? I just think that's just the I mean, there's nothing hip hop about showing. I think that's a negative connotation to even say that.
No, but I'm saying like the essence of hip hop was competitiveness.
Oh yeah,
so
yeah,
it was like I got like, this, and you ain't got the new shoes.
Nah, it was
but
competitive music wise. I think
yeah,
this new shit, shoes and all. I mean, that's materialistic shit. You can't. I don't think you can value one's wealth by what they have. You know what I'm saying? Because I think certain like with Paul, his family may be more important to him than money, right? Oh, yeah. And some other guy
maybe
may say,
$5, well, Paul. I think I get some chicken wings tonight, Monday Night Football.
Nah, but man, it's crazy, man. At the end of the day, RIP to everybody that passed, yeah, man.
And
our prayers with you.
I'm going to leave this for the young community out there, the young up-and-coming artists that don't know much. I think I like hip-hop and everything, but I don't know much about hip-hop. Y'all should go check out this documentary on Netflix, if y'all can. The Hip-Hop Evolution. It's called. It's got two seasons. They had the first season, and now the second season released. First episode on the documentary, it's about Southern hip hop. I'm talking about. They focus on the Ghetto Boys, Uncle Luke. You know what I'm saying, from Miami. They focus on, you know, like I said, the Ghetto Boys, Jay Prince, Bun B, Pimp C, UGK. You know what I'm saying. And they have Devin the Dude out there. They have Bumby. So I think it's pretty cool. And I've watched it. It's about 6-7 episodes of it, 1 hour long or something like that. And you get to learn where hip hop started. Because, you know, it started out with they took it out to the South and blah, blah, blah. They're showing Houston. They have K Reno, you know, a bunch of hip hop legends from the South. I didn't even know that there was a. They showed a focus on Willie D on how he came about. And then it was a club that he used to go battle and everything like that, you know? So I encourage everybody to go check that out on Netflix. It's called Hip Hop Evolution, second season. First episode is about, you know, the Dirty South and everything like that. So, man, just go look at it and see what people, artists went through at the beginning, you know what I'm saying, to get to where it's at right now. So just encouraging people to do that, man. And let's stay positive and, you know what, keep drinking that People's Champ beer, Boss Life beer, and then chunk up the juice, Lil Kiki's new beer. So anything y'all want to say before we get out of here? Dodgers lost. Thank God. I think the Astros would have been winning the World Series if we hadn't been injured, but Boston won. We lost to the team that won the World Series, so that's not that bad. So Texans are winning. Anything, Paul, you got something?
Peace.